Hello. We are learning from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the introduction to the book of Zohar. We have reached item 9. You can watch our broadcast on our website, and also you can ask questions through the interface. We want to turn out to Africa 1, the just past our preparation. We want to ask of them to once again read their prayer so that we can read it together and from us to the Creator. Rav, you want to maybe direct this, Amos, once again before Africa 1, we'll reread that prayer?
I think before each and every lesson of ours, we should have a prayer. Either we compose it ahead of time for each and every lesson. Some of the prayers could be remnant, though we repeat them. It could be short, a few lines long, as long as by that we try to connect our hearts, and then we'll enter the lesson already as one desire, ready for the influence of the Creator over us. So go ahead. Friends from Africa.
Dear Creator, thank you for this great environment. Help us to do all those actions that are helpful for the connection between friends, so that in our connection with the Ten, we will reach a strong connection with you. Give the friends whatever is necessary to implement the writings of our great sages that will bring the soul of Adam Harishon to difficult with you quickly.
Amen. Yofi.
From this connection, let's go to the lesson. Niv.
So reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, from the introduction to the book of Zohar, item 9.
You therefore find that in spirituality, the disparity of form acts like the axe that separates in the corporeal world, and the distance between them is proportional to the oppositeness of form. From this we learn that since the will to receive His delight has been imprinted in the souls, and we have shown that this form is absent in the Creator, as from whom would He receive? That disparity of form that the souls acquired separates them from His essence, like the axe that carves a stone from the mountain. Because of that disparity of form, the souls were separated from the Creator and became created beings. However, everything the souls acquire of His light extends from His essence, existence from existence. It follows that with respect to His light, which they receive in their kli, their vessel, which is the will to receive, there is no difference whatsoever between them and His essence, since they receive it existence from existence, directly from His essence. The only difference between the souls and His essence is that the souls are a part of His essence, meaning that the amount of light that they received in their kli, in their vessel, being the will to receive, is already separated from the Creator, as it is predicated in the disparity of form of the will to receive. This disparity of form made it a part by which they were separated from the whole and became a part. Thus, the only difference between them is that one is the whole and the other is a part, as a stone that is carved from a mountain. Scrutinize this carefully, for it is impossible to elaborate further in such an exalted place.
No.
No questions.
Okay,
let me read. You therefore find that in spirituality, the disparity of form acts like the axe that separates in the corporeal world, and the distance between them is proportional to the oppositeness of form, meaning the more we are not similar in our thoughts and our desires, so we are distant in the spiritual space. We can't see this space. We can't see how far we are from one another, but that's what determines it. Only according to the disparity of our desires, our passions, our goals, accordingly, we are far from one another. From this, we learn that since the will to receive his delight has been imprinted in the souls, and we have shown that this form is absent in the Creator, as from whom would he receive? He has no will to receive, only a will to bestow. That disparity of form that the soul has acquired separates them from his essence, from the Creator, like the axe that carves a stone from the mountain. Meaning, as much as we are different in our thoughts, desires, and goals, this is how much we are distant from the Creator. The disparity of form makes us distant from the Creator. Because of that disparity of form, the souls were separated from the Creator and became creatures. However, everything the souls acquire of his light, the light of the Creator, extends from his essence, existence from existence. It follows that with respect to his light, which they receive in their vessels, which is the will to receive, there's no difference whatsoever between them and his essence. Since if they receive from the Creator into their will to receive, it will be exactly like the Creator, since they receive it existence from existence, directly from his essence. The only difference then between the souls and his and the Creator is that the created being is filled by what there is in the Creator. And the only difference between the souls and his essence is that the souls are part of his essence, meaning the amount of light they receive and their vessel, they receive it only partially. So the light that they receive in their will to receive is already separated from the Creator, as it's predicated in the disparity of form of the will to receive. And the disparity of form made it a part by which they were separated from the whole and from the Creator, that upper light that left it and became a part inside the created being, according to the qualities of the created being. Thus, the only difference between them is that one is the whole, the Creator, and the other is a part in the created being, as a stone that is carved from a mountain. Scrutinize this carefully, for it is impossible to elaborate further in such an exalted place. Let's go to Moscow 7.
Доброе утро, Раф. Вот мне немного непонятно, вот если у Творца появилось создание, значит, в нем уже появился какой-то образ, понятие или форма.
The Creator has a desire to create the will to receive, meaning he already has some persona, some image of what the will to receive that he wants to create. When I give a gift, I have some idea of what a gift I want to give.
That's why we call the upper essence Creator, he has a desire in him to create the creature, and that desire does not belong to him, but belongs to the future creature that he's about to create. That's why we relate to the Creator in this way, outside of the Creator, to his essence, to his atzmuto, meaning the way he is by himself. We cannot turn to that. We have no grasp there. We can't turn to it because we have no connection to his essence, no common quality. And all that we have is a connection to the Creator. Come and see. He made of himself an external form through which he relates to us.
Florida. Yes, thank you, Rav. And Rav, pardon me for being so linear in my thoughts and literal, but this excerpt seems to leave out Adam Harijan. Who are all the souls we speak about here? Apparently, according, there was only one creature, and that was the soul of Adam Harijan. Who are
Adam Harijan?
The parts of Adam Harijan. Adam Harijan is the desire the Creator created, the desire to receive. He created it, existence out of absence. Such a desire to receive did not exist at all, because the Creator is the will to bestow. And above the will to bestow, which is his essence, atzmuto, we cannot say anything about that part, since we have no attainment in him, no grasp in that part. And the Creator, Bore, is an external form, external manifestation of the upper force that creates the will to receive existence out of absence, since that form of reception did not exist in him, in the Creator. And that's why he's called Creator, Bore, Bar, outside of the degree, outside of himself. That's what he created, something outside of himself. He created the will to receive exactly according to what he wants to give to the will to receive as fulfillment. Exactly according to all the changes that he wants the will to receive will undergo, will grow, will resemble the Creator, to be able to receive all the abundance in the Creator, meaning the will to receive, although it will be the created being. That's why it's the will to receive. But he'll be able to change to such extent that he will feel what is the will to bestow. What does it mean to be in bestowal? And from that, he will reach the state of the Creator, the degree of the Creator. This is his entire form of development.
Kiev 1.
Дорогой Раф, тут непонятно, по отрывку все-таки есть разница между душами и Ацмуто или нет? Потому что здесь
not clear according to this passage.
Но непонятно, в чем здесь разница.
There's no difference between the souls and the Creator, that the part of the Creator, it's not really clear.
What we are discussing here is, again, is the upper desire that relates to us, that belongs to us, and not further inside. We are not built to attain those things. We have no capability to attain more than that. We attain the external part of the upper reality, and we discover it. That's what Kabbalists who attain it tell us. We discover it as a desire to do good to his creatures. That's what we attain. And the desire to do good to his creatures creates in us a desire to receive. And in working on the will to receive that he created in us, both in the will to receive that he created, and also in our ability to change the will to receive, to form it, make it into forms that resemble the Creator, desires to bestow. Through those two desires that we have, the desire to receive that comes directly from the Creator, the desire to bestow we try to build by ourselves towards the Creator, accordingly we have a connection with the Creator. Now we try to resemble Him in our will to bestow. This is called the degree of adhesion of the creature in the created, in the Creator. And also in the other way, where we can activate our will to receive created in us and receive from the will to receive that pleasure, that fulfillment He wants to give us. So we have work in seemingly two opposite directions, not wanting to receive on top of the will to receive the Creator created in us. And when we don't want to receive and we resemble the Creator, then after that we open up our will to receive and we receive in it in order to bestow. That is why our path includes two parts. One part along the way, where we develop up to the degree of bina, the degree of bestowal. We don't want to receive. We are in a restriction and the growing will to bestow that we build on top of our will to receive. And once we get to the degree of bina in its entirety, bestow in order to bestow, we can also go to the second phase of our development, where we begin to work also in receiving in order to bestow. That's a very important stage, a great stage, an upper stage. And that's how we get from Bina to Keter. Copy three.
Bonjour, Rav. Is it this separate part of the wall that we call the point and the earth?
The point in the heart, what we receive from the will to bestow of the Creator, He plants it inside the will to receive. And through the development of the point in the heart, we come to resemble the Creator. The starting point comes from the Creator. That's why it's a divine part from above. That's a point in the heart, a will to bestow. This starting point exists in every creature except in different degrees in each one of us. That stems from our individual places in the soul, in the system of Adam HaRishon. And that's how we develop this point, until we connect to it more and more of the desire to receive, varied and each time more and more. And by that we process the will to receive. We get it to work under the dominion of the point in the heart, under the dominion of the intention to bestow. And that's how we grow ourselves more and more, until we, in this vessel, who is entirely the will to receive, with the intention in order to bestow, we begin to feel the Creator, and we can have this mutual work with Him. I to my beloved to me.
French.
Bonjour, Rav, et bonjour, les amis. Est-ce que la pierre extraite de la montagne, elle retourne à la montagne à chaque nouveau degré, pour ensuite faire un avaya complet et se séparer encore une fois de l'essence?
Is the rock from the mountain, does each time return to the mountain from step to step, stage to stage?
Yeah, we need to return our souls to their source, which is by connecting between us and connecting with the Creator. This is our work, exactly.
Ita 4.
Ita 4.
Buongiorno, carissimo Rav. Dunque, noi finché non conseguiamo il desiderio del Bore, che è quello di dare, noi non siamo considerati creature. Quindi...
So until we don't attain the desire of the Creator, which is a will to bestow, then till then we're not considered created beings. So this reality that we feel in our five senses doesn't exist, right? It's complete illusion. These are philosophical questions and not questions of attainment that belong to spirituality. We need to continue and develop in us the connection between us, because in the connection between us we liken ourselves to the correct system, and then we can receive from the upper light, from the Creator, greater, more qualitative bestowal that's closer to the truth for Him to connect us correctly, to fill us with something, and this will be able to understand what we're going through.
Доброе утро, дорогой Рав. Скажите, пожалуйста, каким образом в полной системе творец это полная совершенная система свойства отдачи? Как в ней появилось?
The Creator is a whole, it's a complete system of the quality of bestowal. How within the system did there appear the desire to create the created beings, the desire to do good?
Where did the Creator get a desire to create the created beings? We can't discuss that for the time being. It belongs to a higher degree. Before we can even call Him, refer to Him as the Creator. And we might talk about it later. It's not important to us. We belong to the created beings. We must ask only about our work in order to understand how we're going to develop. Later, we'll be able to understand more things from our development. And how in the Creator suddenly came the desire to create a creature. We don't discuss that. It doesn't belong to us. We're created beings, so we have to learn what belongs to us. And later we'll see there are many more questions that don't belong exactly to the created beings. But we'll scrutinize them nevertheless. Nothing will be concealed from us, only gradually, if we go and we learn it correctly.
PT 31.
Rav, you said that Rabash read the introduction to the Zohar with you, and many years ago we also learned this introduction. But today we're intense, that we have new discernments and new abilities. Does this form a new state, new ability, this that we're learning it as a 10?
Certainly. We are learning it again. We're learning it in tens. We want, first of all, to realize it in the 10 sense. Within the 10, we wish to relate the connection in the 10, which is the Creator. How concealed it is from us, how it begins to be more revealed. Maybe not revealed, but we can feel that He needs to be there. And in this way we come closer, more practically, in this intentional search of the attitude of the Creator and of ours to Him.
What causes content to the Creator, which is a quality so opposite to the will to receive?
When we search for Him, our desire is to know our King. We connect, we are ready to do everything against our ego, against our desire, as long as it will help us get Him. He's a hidden God, and we are chasing Him.
The contentment of the Creator we also feel in the end that's within us.
We need to feel pleasure from being together, from connecting in order to find Him. That's our entire work. to find him. And he hides among us, between us, when we are not that connected. So all those cracks that remain between us, those distances, those gaps, he is there, he is hidden there. Then we check between us, where else can we unite ourselves in order to locate him? And thanks to our work and connection between us, we close ourselves around him until we begin to see that he is between us, and then we begin to be filled by his light. PT 24.
The perception of reality sounds like, on one hand, very informative. Why do we change our perception of reality from informative to a place of work?
We are learning the wisdom of Kabbalah gradually, and we start with vessels in which we have no sensation, no feeling. We don't have any feeling closer, farther, creator, created being, connection, separation, our intentions. We repeat those words that we read or hear, but we still don't have a certain reaction from our own feelings, because we're not used to it in our lives as well. But gradually, through the study, through the connection, through the efforts, and mostly it's through envy, lust, and honor that exists between us, through all those forms of relationships that exist between us, we come to a state where our feelings will join it as well. We are big egoists compared to all of humanity. And it's not so simple for us to start connecting between us and revealing some new sensations, new qualities between us. We're not so gentle or subtle. We are quite coarse, unrefined, I would say blocked to feelings. That's why this work is so great, because we will connect ourselves, connect between us, so we would understand. We would begin to feel it in our feelings. That's a problem. On the one hand, on the other hand, we have no choice. We need to understand that coarseness and refinement, distancing from the Creator and attaining the Creator, they are actually equal. They are connected to one another. And so, although we are heavy, we are difficult, we are egoistic, specifically because our will to receive is so great and so blocked, so opaque, we'll be able to reach such states where the Creator will begin to reveal himself. And then we'll have great attainment as a result. That's why he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. The more the will to receive is greater in the person, the more he finally reveals the form of reality, the essence of reality that's greater.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Здравствуйте, мировое кли. Такой вопрос возник вот по тексту. Мы можем сейчас, вот сегодня, называться творением.
What should, according to the text,
называться творением?
Today, today can we be called created beings today?
A
created being is one who understands that he was created and that there is the quality of the Creator above him, the one who created him.
And
he, the created being, is tied to the Creator, and to the extent that he enlivens and revives this connection, inside that connection where he finds himself, he's called a created being. PT19.
Okay, friends. Rav, he said that we need to connect between us, we'll be similar in our desires and our thoughts and our goals. Question from yesterday, how do we reach such a thing? Because we're all so different. And what each one wants or loves or hates.
If we were not different, we wouldn't be able to attain the Creator, because the Creator is attained specifically above or on top the differences between us, where we wish to build above those differences a system of connection. And then, in that system of connection, above the differences between us, the system of separation, we, using these two systems, one on top of the other, coarseness and specifically above it, refinement, we build a system called the attitude towards the Creator, the force, the form of bestowal. And that's how we discover our connection to the Creator, only in this way. We never delete our coarseness, rather the coarseness is revealed more and more. And we're trying to rise above each and every day on top of the coarseness that is revealed daily. And we come to such states where in the coarseness and in the refinement above it, we begin to feel ourselves through such ascent and descent, in which the Creator is revealed as the light excels from darkness. PT 35. Good morning, Rav. How can we increase or enlarge our will to receive? Increase? The will to receive is the desire to receive pleasure. In order to feel the Creator, to receive from Him, we need to enlarge our desire, right? We receive from above an increase in our will to receive. Each moment, both in corporeality, all of humanity is receiving it, and we too will receive in spirituality according to how much we can prepare the system of connection between us. So as to not fail between us, the Creator awaits to see how connected we are, to the extent that we are ready to connect, or we're even connected in the 10. To that extent, we'll begin to feel how opposite we are of one another. We move apart, we repel one another, we push away each other, just like the students of Rabbi Shimon who wanted to kill one another.
Boker Tov Rav, Boker Tov Asiriya Olamit.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World 10. The example here is very tangible. And compared also with our concrete work in the 10, here's the question. The Creator is seemingly separated between the fulfillment and the vessel. We, as a vessel that receive everything from the Creator, is opposite, and we need to do this completeness upon this. And I need to take it upon myself along with the 10 and all the work that we do towards adhesion in this that we're trying to resemble towards Him, because in Him there's everything. Just to bestow good.
Morris, I stopped listening to half of what you said. I'm asking you, ask using one line, one sentence. We know each other, we respect each other for many years. But I constantly ask myself, should I let you ask or not? Ask one question only, without advancing, with your permission, and so on and so forth, without all the introductions and without all the stories. If you cannot do it, prepare the question at home and then read it.
The question is, how do we connect back together between the vessel and the fulfillment that the Creator created in our concrete daily work?
How do we connect the vessel and the fulfillment? Using the force of resistance between the vessel and the fulfillment, because they are opposite to one another, the vessel is the will to receive, and the fulfillment has to be in order to bestow. That's why we build between them a screen, which rejects the pleasure for itself and is willing to receive it only on the condition that he bestows it to the Creator. That is our work. Good question.
Moscow 1.
Thank you, Rav.
Да, спасибо, Рав. У меня такой вопрос, может, немножко глупый. Творец такое ощущение создал не только вот...
Maybe a silly question.
Но и программу...
The sensation that the Creator created, not just oppositeness to his qualities, but also a program for ascent to him.
Это тоже как бы не творец. С какого момента вообще начинается?
This program itself is also not the Creator. From what stage are we talking about?
I can't understand what you're saying. Can you ask more clearly, sharply, more precisely? Think about it. Think how to do it.
I wanted to
ask that also during the time of ascent of degrees, when we build the desire to bestow above the will to receive, we also have no choice. We have this set program ahead of us, that we have no choice, no freedom of choice, that at some moment the Creator appears and allows us a number of opportunities and connections.
There's no such thing. No, there's only one way. There's only one way to reach faith above reason, and then to build ourselves in connection with that, in that direction. I understand everything you're trying to explain to me. We don't have such a thing. There's something very simple. I put the connection with the friend in the center of the connection with the friends. I need to reach connection with the Creator, period. That's it. We don't have here a choice of these things or those things. No, none. Max 6.
Спасибо, Раф. В отрывке было написано
все различия между душами смотрят. In the excerpt, it said that the difference between the souls and his essence is that the souls are a part of his essence. Now we learned that there's a system of creator and created being, so it's not clear how the souls are a part of his essence. Is there a disparity of form?
The Creator is a will to bestow, only, net. The created being is a will to receive, only. There is no connection between them. No connection. When there will be a connection between them, then the created being, the will to receive, goes through a preparation and the ability to direct himself, despite that he's a will to receive, in intention, or in either to perform of actions towards himself, the will to receive, or towards the Creator, the will to bestow. More than this is not possible, meaning the created being will always be to receive, but his intention changes, either that he will receive for his own benefit, called the shell, the klipa, or for the benefit of the Creator, called holiness. That's it in sum total. And the Creator is always the will to bestow.
Now, woman.
Let's go on to woman. Most of the questions were answered to the men. So a few questions. What does the disparity of formulate to in the created beings? The difference between the souls or difference towards the Creator, who is a desire to bestow and the other desire to receive?
Both.
Because we need to work in connection between us, and afterwards we need to work from a connection between us, and what we are connected between us, and then we also need to work from this connection, from this point of connection to the Creator.
Next.
Moscow 8, it said that the creature receives directly from the Creator, and there were many questions there. So one kind of general question, how can the creature receive from the Creator if he's opposite to him? How can the creature receive directly from the Creator?
Actually, it's specifically the opposite, because the will to receive is opposite from the Creator, is opposed to him, then he can receive from him. And in this he has the will to receive. Without the will to receive, there is no created being. But how to receive it from the Creator? And the intention to bestow contentment to the Creator, that in this he gives to the Creator. And then it turns out that the created being, according to how he is created and corrected himself, he is in two opposite forms, one to another. According to his will to receive, he is opposed to the Creator, pulling from him. And according to the restriction, screen, and reflected light, he returns what he receives from the Creator back and return to the Creator, the intention to bestow. It turns out that the created being is very complex in his structure. He has a will to receive that is filled, and he has an intention to bestow, that all this fulfillment he sends in return, meant for the Creator, in order to pleasure him. That's it. Imagine to yourselves that you are like babies in the hands of mother, and mother gives him, you know, porridge, like you give a baby, and he takes it. On one hand, it's very tasty for him. Because if it's not tasty, what is he going to give back to the mother? And all the things that is that it's tasty and it's good and mother prepared it and everything that she put into this action that she feeds him, he in return does it all only in order to pleasure her. And then it turns out that he's not receiving anything. Nothing. And all his reception is only bestowal. Pure bestowal. That's what we need to depict to ourselves in our spiritual work. All right?
Yeah, from Moscow 6, when we reveal separation in the 10, how not to run away and change your 10 number, but actually deal with the state?
When it is revealed the separation in the 10, we need, first of all, to understand that that everything comes from the Creator, that there is none else besides Him, and that He's doing it to us, that by this we can improve our vessel, we'll connect above all the disturbances, that all these disturbances are for our benefit, so that we will raise ourselves in quality of connection that it's even higher, and it'll be connected such to the Creator in a manner that it is even tighter, more qualitative. And thus all the distance between us we need to see as an opportunity for a connection between us, greater and bigger, and for a connection to the Creator that is greater and bigger.
All right. Two more questions. From Latin 12, how can I
acquire the form of my friends.
The forms of my friends I need to receive, that it comes to me from the Creator. That the Creator is the only operator. And beyond the friends, behind the friends, He stands and directing them, arranging them to bestow to me in all sorts of forms that I, upon their bestowal to me, will annul myself and receive their bestowal, their influence upon me, as if it comes truly from the Creator, and that through each and every friend and all together, I'll be able to relate to the Creator, to the source of my life, that such comes through the friends. And thus it turns out that both the friends and the Creator and me are in one connection. And what connects between me and the Creator are the friends, my friends. That without them, without that I build of them a connection, then this connection doesn't exist. There won't be any connection of mine to the Creator, rather only through the Tem. And the Creator, I won't be able to depict Him myself, to feel Him. If not, then it's clear to me, how do I connect to the Ten? How am I connecting to them and through them to the Creator? That's how it works. Last question.
PT 38. Why specifically the greatest separation brings to the greatest closeness?
Because the distance says how much there is between us a great will to receive, which is separating between me and the Creator. And the group that brings me such a sensation, this great distance between me and the group, and even more so from between me and the Creator that stands beyond, behind the group. So in this, it turns out that specifically my connection with the group, that I reject it and they reject me, and there is no seemingly opportunity to connect between us. If we'll overcome this, here there'll be the strong connection, and we'll be able to reach the essence, a new essence of connection between us. And in this connection, the Creator will be revealed. Thus, upon all the rejections, we need to understand it's not the rejections, they're invitations for connection. All right? Great. What I want to tell you, hold on in this introduction, as much as possible, what we're learning now, and you'll see how much it adds for you to the entire general picture of how to strengthen yourselves in the group and with the Creator together. All the best. Where are we now, Niv?
Item 10.
Just 10?
Now we can begin to understand the fourth inquiry. How is it possible that the chariot of Tumah, impurity, and the klipot, shells, will emerge from His Holiness, since it is at the other end of His Holiness? Also, how can it be that He supports it and sustains it? Indeed, first we must understand the meaning of the existence of the Tumah, the impurity, and the klipot, the shells. Know that this great will to receive, which we determined was the very essence of the souls by creation, for which they are fit to receive the entire filling and the thought of creation,
It does not remain in this form within the souls. Had it remained in them, they would have to remain eternally separated from him, since the disparity of form in them would separate them from him. In order to mend this separation, which lies on the vessel of the souls, he created all the worlds and separated them into two systems. As in the verse, God has made them one opposite the other. These are the four worlds of Abiyah, of Kedusha, holiness, and opposite them, the four worlds of Tumah, impurity. And he imprinted a desire to bestow in the system of Abiyah of Kedusha, of holiness, and he removed from them the will to receive for themselves and placed it in the system of the worlds of Abiyah of Tumah. Because of this, they have become separated from the Creator and from all the worlds of Kedusha. For this reason, the klipot, the shells, are called dead, as in the verse, sacrifices of the dead. And the wicked that follow them, as our sages said, the wicked in their lives are called dead. Since the will to receive imprinted in them in oppositeness of form to His holiness separates them from the life of lives. And they are far from Him, from one another, from one end to another. And it is so because He has no interest in reception, only bestowal. Whereas the klipot, shells, have no interest in bestowing, but only to receive for themselves, for their own delight. And there is no greater oppositeness than this. And you already know that spiritual remoteness begins with some disparity of form and ends in oppositeness of form, which is the farthest possible distance in the last degree.
Shilot.
Questions? You'll need to read again. Let's read again, item 10. Now we can begin to understand the fourth inquiry. How is it possible that the chariot of impurity, Tuma, and shells, Klipot, would emerge from His holiness, since it is at the other end of His holiness? Also, how can it be that He supports and sustains it? Indeed, first we must understand the meaning of the existence of the impurity in the klipot. Know that this great will to receive, which we determined was the very essence of the souls by creation, for which they are fit to receive the entire filling in the thought of creation, does not remain in this form within the souls. Had it remained in them, they would have to remain eternally separated from Him, since the disparity of form in them would separate them from Him. And in order to mend this separation, which lies on the vessel of the souls, He created all the worlds and separated them into two systems. As in the verse, God has made them one opposite the other. These are the four worlds, Abiyah, of Kedusha, of holiness, and opposite them, the four worlds, Abiyah, of Tumah, impurity. And He imprinted the desire to bestow in the system of Abiyah, of Kedusha, and removed from them the will to receive for themselves. And He placed it in the system of the worlds of Abiyah of Tumah, impurity. Because of this, they have become separated from the Creator and from all the worlds of Kedusha, of holiness. For this reason, the klipot, the shells, are called dead, as in the verse, sacrifices of the dead and the wicked that follow them. As our sages said, the wicked in their lives are called dead. Since the will to receive imprinted in them, in oppositeness of form to His Holiness, separates them from the life of lives, and they are far from Him, from one end to the other. It is so because He has no interest in reception, only bestowal. Whereas the Klipot have no interest in bestowing, but only to receive from themselves for their own delight. And there is no greater oppositeness than this. And you already know that the spiritual remoteness begins with some form of disparity of form and ends in oppositeness of form, which is the farthest possible distance in the last degree.
Latin 1.
Yes, please, Latin 1.
¿Qué es una clipa en nuestro trabajo?
What is a clipa in our work in the tent?
אנחנו עוד לא מגיעים ממש לקליפות.
We don't yet really reach klipot, shells. Shells are against sanctity. We don't really yet have sanctity. Shells are desires on the intention to receive, that they are upon the desires to bestow. So it cannot be sanctity without shells and shells without sanctity. That, thus we work upon the will to receive, and thus we receive in us these two forms. What's written here simply is the distance between one and another. You can call it the shells, and closeness between one another is holiness.
Kiev 1.
That's it. Kiev 1.
Да, я тоже хотел спросить по поводу клипот, то есть как это определить? Это же не просто желание.
I also wanted to ask about the shells. How can we determine? It's not simply a desire to receive, but what's the degree of correspondence with the
shells
are will to receive that appear in opposite to will to bestow. There's such a thing that we feel the shells, rather we feel the shells against the holiness. And it's clear to us that it's one against the other. And not that by us now, that they're not like now, we have no shells or sanctity. Rather, when we will be already in states of holiness, then we'll also have a relation with the shells. In the meantime, to think about such things simply, I want for myself is called a shell. I want for the benefit of the group and the Creator, that's holiness. That's it.
PT7.
PT7.
I hope the question is fitting. What's the difference between the light that emanates from His essence and comes to the world and what we read before, that the light is received in the vessel that is called the soul?
There are many lights that all come out from the Creator and reach the created beings by all sorts of screens and all sorts of systems. But it's all the upper light that comes out from the Creator. That comes from the Creator.
Why they call one of them a soul? Why can we say this light is a soul and this is not a light of a soul? This is a light of the world or some other lights.
Light that fills the vessel is called neshama, soul. And in general, the light is divided into naranchai, nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida.
PT2.
Question about the souls. On the one hand, this item we read that the essence of the souls is the great will to receive. On the other hand, it's the mind of the souls. He writes that the will to receive is like an axe that cuts the desire from the Creator. So what is a soul?
soul is part of the light that enters within the vessel and fills the vessel in a general manner. This light that fills the vessel, the inner light, is called a soul. Why? Because it comes by the quality of Bina. And the light that fills the quality of Bina is called a soul. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. That's it. And that's on one hand. On the other hand, the Inna Anachai, what reaches us, one of the lights is also called Neshama. That is the main light that fills the vessel of Bina. That's it. There are many such discernments, and we'll see it along the way. Here we use only in the term of Neshama, a soul as the inner light that fills the vessel. That's called Neshama. Just like maybe in our life, like what we speak, that what fills us is called the soul. That's how we speak.
Yeah, but nevertheless, does it belong to the creature or to the creator?
I cannot say anything about this. What does it mean, the light belongs? The light belongs to the creator, but it fills the created being according to how much the created being does correct actions in order to receive it. That's it. Or maybe you can say such that the light that fills the created being, it fills it in the extent that the creator and the created being are together in a mutual action.
Right.
But light always belongs to the creator.
PT 4.
Are we capable of distinguishing today the four worlds of holiness from the four worlds of impurity?
We don't talk about these things in the meantime. Don't confuse us. Clear? We need also to see how much we can improve and give benefit to the lesson for everyone. French.
Rebonjour, Rav. Le Merkava de Touma, c'est le dispositif qui nous fait descendre dans les clipotes. C'est comme un ascenseur.
Is the Merkava of impurity a mechanism by which we descend into the clipot, like an elevator?
Okay, friends, I can't answer these questions. It's all still ahead of us. And now to begin answering it in a partial manner, just in order to answer, I don't want to do that. The questions will come in due time, and I will answer them. In the meantime, we're doing a transition to our next part of the lesson.
Everybody here, the broken heart is clear. Has everybody seen what all the walls can bring? Now love will be the choice, a song for each and every human voice. We know we can't go on chasing dreams through the dark. Now everyone is here, sharing one heart. They are voices from some distant place, and we hear them growing louder and louder each day. All around the world, around the world, all around the world, around the world. We'll be right back. searching for love to go around the world. Let everybody hear, a broken heart is clear. How's everybody seeing what all the walls can bring? Love will be the choice, a song for each and every human voice. We know we can't go on chasing dreams through the dark. Now everyone is here sharing one heart. They are voices from some distant place, and we hear them growing louder. The world.